What's good, Muri Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira nchongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, kwazi wai Muri Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 16th of March, 2020. Mthokazo muhle Muri Zimbabwe, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, tonight on The Connection, we focus on human rights violations in Zimbabwe. But Muri Zimbabwe, before we delve deeper into tonight's discussion about human rights, let's head over to some breaking news, some topic of the day, issues that came out today, what happened in the nation today. President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa today gave a discussion. He addressed the media as he highlighted and discussed something that seemed to have ravished the world, ravished the nation itself, and ravished the neighboring countries. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa addressed the media. Wazi watinta utaba mailana ngotaba lolo kanya ngani luyahlupha umkhuhlane lo kanya ngani usehlukumezile wonke umuntu emhlabeni jikelele. Nathi Mchirongwa, today President Emmerson Mnangagwa discussed and addressed the media as he highlighted and talked about the issue of coronavirus. Let's take a listen to a bite of what President Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say. Lapo, he was talking to the members of the media.
We have seen key bilateral projects in many sectors, mostly, notably, in transport and infrastructures, either being slowed down or coming to a complete halt. Travel and tourism has taken a knock from a curtailed human movements. In our case, on the back of two successive droughts. While we have no recorded cases as yet, the economic impact of the pandemic is already being felt, threatening our vision 2030. The key challenge we all face is balancing effective measures that are necessary and have to be taken against the need to ensure our societies and economies continue to function optimally for common collective good. This is no easy balance. Government has been seized with this matter for quite some time, and our response and the state of readiness to that has included the following measures. Creating systems for national alertness and rapid response to any suspected cases of the virus. Strengthening screening and testing capabilities and capacities, both at various ports of entry and inside the country, for early detection and rapid responses.
All right, that was our President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. Namhla ukhulume ngentathela izindaba ngale eHarare, where he addressed the media and he was talking about what uhulumeni wakhe is going to be doing to ensure ukuthi umkhuhlane lo coronavirus is not going to be affecting Zimbabweans at large. President Emmerson Mnangagwa also highlighted how ukuthi certain events, national events such as Independence Day and of course the ZITF, the Zimbabwean National Trade Fair, have either been cancelled or postponed. So that's what Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa had to say namhla as he was addressing the media. That footage, of course, was courtesy of Zimbo Live TV Facebook. So, Muri Zimbabwe, makapinda mchiru, makatira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Earlier on, we played a video of Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa as he addressed the media namuhla etinta utaba lwe coronavirus manzwa emthungamiri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa. Focusing on yaya coronavirus wakati hurumende Zimbabwe, the borders are still open, but they're doing everything they can to ensure kuti yaya coronavirus hainetse munyika. Now, to the discussion of today. Now, early on I mentioned Putin. That's Mchirongo. We're focusing on Yaya, the Kodzero Zevanu, the issue of human rights. In a document recently released last Thursday, titled 2019 Reports on Human Rights Practices Zimbabwe, the United States government claims that the Zimbabwean government is not doing much in terms of ensuring kuti Kodzero Zevanu munyika dzisikumbunyikidzwa. The document further claims that the Zimbabwean army gunned down 17 people during the 2019 January protests over fuel increases. As a result, 6 people died. Now, in one of the inserts of the reports, it reads, and I quote, human rights groups reported government agents continued to perpetrate physical and psychological torture. Reported torture methods include beating victims with sticks, clubs, cables, gun butts, shamboks, falanga, as well as pouring corrosive substances on exposed skin. Now, the report also further touches on issues with relation to abductions. I'm sure earlier on last week, Maganzwa Nyaya Itaiza Mara, as the whole nation, of course, was commemorating his 5th abduction. That's one of the issues that the American government and other organizations such as the European Union keep touching on. Now, let's backtrack Muriya Zimbabwe and go back to 2018. Lapo, we look to highlight and show you guys what exactly America is talking about when they talk about human rights violations. For those on radio, I urge you all to come to our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7 and VOA Shona Uyezhepa, VOA Ndebele, to see what exactly we're talking about. However, let's take a listen. In 2018, what exactly happened?
Why were they beating me? Demonstrating, defending my vote. Because they're using my ground.
So, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was an incident that happened in August 2018. Apo takaona, aiwa, mauto achi, yay, they were pakaitika mirijonga muarare. We saw the military clashing with supporters of the opposition. That was after they took to the streets, wachi chema, wachi, zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka munyika. So they were looking, ukuti bona bangachengisela. Bachengisa hulumende okhona, ukuti ngempela ngempela bona abathabanga ngaloko kwenzakalayo. So once again, Muriya Zimbabwe, for those that are viewing our program, I urge you all to come to our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, Uyezhepa, VOA Ndebele, so that you see what exactly we're talking about. But if you're on radio, you can still tune in. But Muriya Zimbabwe, it doesn't end there. Now, we also want to move back to 2019. Lapo, we saw the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. Labo be chelu hulumende uti, hulumende ya mnangagwa, jamurkuita, avasku farana jo. So let's go back to 2019, where we saw the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission having a press conference whereby they were addressing the incident you just saw right now.
To the government of Zimbabwe, we make a call that the government of Zimbabwe respects the citizens' rights to demonstrate and to petition as provided for in Section 59 of the Constitution. The petition of the civilians was a petition on their civil rights, to right to food and water, right to education, right to health care, right to citizens' dignity, which have been eroded by the happenings over the past few years, but also the general lack of national development that is a constitutional mandate according to Section 13 of the duty bearers that will facilitate employment creation and other opportunities for the enjoyment of a prosperous and fulfilling livelihood for the citizens of Zimbabwe, according to Section 8, subsection 2. At the same time, the citizens of Zimbabwe are reminded that the right to demonstrate comes with a responsibility the responsibility to ensure that the demonstrations are peaceful and that they do not lead to violations of the rights of others. The right to personal security has been seriously violated for business owners and also people with their personal properties that were destroyed, and that is a violation of Section 52, Subsection A of our Constitution.
All right, you just heard the Muriel Zimbabwe from Petunia Chidiseri of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. That's when they addressed the press in January 2019. What exactly is going on? So Muriel Zimbabwe, join us tonight and let me know what you think about the human rights situation in Zimbabwe. Well, as we speak, Muriel Zimbabwe, for our radio listeners, we're broadcasting live on No9 medium wave frequencies, 4930-13860-15460 kHz per short wave. And as we speak, like I keep mentioning, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele Uyezepa, VOA Studio 7. So, Muriel Zimbabwe, number one, I urge you all, pindai mchirongwa mutuze maondro enyu. Number two, share chirongwa kuitra kutuone ne uwandu wedu. But joining me live via telephone is my first guest, Umnumzana Alex Noyes. Now, Alex is a member of the RAND Corporation. He's one of the individuals that recently wrote a report on Zimbabwe that touches on the human rights situation in the country. Let's hear Uguti and Alex, what does he have to say? Alex, welcome to the program, bud.
Thanks, Mike, for having me on.
Thank you. I would have loved to have you in studio, but, you know, coronavirus is very jealous.
It's coming after everybody, not sparing anyone, huh?
Tell me about it. Now, let's delve deeper into it, Alex. You're one of the people that recently wrote a report on Zimbabwe, focusing on human rights itself. Could you tell us a little more about this report and make people understand how bad or how good is the situation in Zimbabwe when we're talking about human rights?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. So I was in Zimbabwe in August last year doing interviews with a variety of different stakeholders on both sides of the political spectrum. The report came out last month in February, and in short, it's pretty bleak, especially on the political and human rights front. So on the political front, we saw reform promises severely lagging with very few tangible steps towards reconfiguring Zimbabwe's system. So the report systematically looked at five areas: elections, legislation, the security sector, judiciary, and repression. And overall, I found little to no movement on these fronts. So when I spoke to someone, a senior diplomat there in Harare told me that on a list of 10 major legislative reforms that the government had promised, none had been fully implemented at that time. Now, there's been some tinkering on the margins since then, but still the system remains in place.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alex, has there been any improvements when we're talking about human rights in Zimbabwe?
From my perspective, I focused on the repression front, and I saw a severe uptick in repression since Mnangagwa has come to office. So I think I would say no, and it's pretty bleak on that front. You know, you still have demonstrations being repressed. You have lots of state-sponsored violence, kidnappings, and it's taken on a quite a brazen nature. Where there, you know, when I was there, there was actually kidnappings happening during the day.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's delve deeper into your report, Alex. Let's unpack it a little more. We hear a lot of young people in Zimbabwe, those that are ZANU-PF supporters, all saying that the report was really not as accurate. They feel as though President Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing everything he can to ensure that, one, human rights are respected, and two, the economic situation comes back to, normality. What would you have to say about something like that?
Yeah, no, I think, look, I mean, I went and spoke to a variety of ZANU-PF politicians themselves, so I think it was a pretty fair report, and it was a sober analysis. I looked at the facts, and I wanted to have, you know, more beneficial findings, but unfortunately, like I said, it's pretty bleak. I think on the economic front, you've seen a little bit more in terms of some of the piecemeal reforms in a few areas. But progress has also lagged in other areas on the economic front. And just yesterday we saw, you know, 500% inflation. Mm-hmm. So I think, again, on the economic side, I systematically looked at six areas. I looked at currency, corruption, land, mining, privatization, and political interference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fundamentals of the economy remain poor, and I think we're in for a hard time. So I don't think the results of these few patchwork reforms that some of the folks have been holding up as a success have really showed much promise thus far. So despite a brief government surplus and the introduction of a new currency aimed at curbing inflation, like I said, we've seen the economy continuing to get close to collapse with fuel, food, and electricity shortages. And it's a really bleak picture. You know, I've been going to Zimbabwe for over a decade now, and this is definitely the worst I've seen it since 08.
All right, Alex, let me hold you on the line for 1 second. Let me take my first caller who's joining me live via telephone, and then I'll come back to you. Caller, I'm Tere Ndubunzo Tindini, I'm Tere Arpina Mchirongwa, Arifaru Narindia.
Anunzi Douglas, Nyarabi.
Yeah, Mkoma Douglas, Rukfambe.
Moshe, very pretty.
Ah, Moshe, Murukfondra Murukupiko.
Ndiva Pretoria, South Africa.
Kuri seiko South Africa.
Ya kunorwadza atodakuva kumba.
Chanetsa chii mukombe?
Ndati madzokere acho aiwa kugara musango kongorwadza kana ikoko I'm sure you are not happy. Munongwadi naenda kumba home is best.
Of course, there's no place like home.
Exactly. Yeah, tichingomhanya panyaya yemasankisheni, kunzwa kuti yemasankisheni manye chitamuromo iri takatovhiringidzika kudhara. Panyaya mahuman rights iri kumushaika iyi. We cannot deny kuti munyika medu mahuman rights they are not respected. Just like any other country, Botswana. But up to the point yekuti tinosvika pakupiwa masankisheni, pakupiwa that pressure from the West, yeah. I don't think it's any of my human rights with the Zambia. It's so bad. We can't compare Zimbabwe and India together than Egypt, Nana Kenya. Do you remember when I was in Pangua, I was in about 1,500 for 1 week, Pagan is an Arail or Dinga Fire. At number one, you got for my gender to my human rights. In Zimbabwe, political and Banafana, six, and I cite number of which life years are in the writer's show. But to compare the Zimbabwe needs to a much better. There are many that are South Africa from Marikana by. At South Africa, we are not going to have an agenda. There is a commission of inquiry. We are not going to have a resolution. But I think there is some agenda that is bad for human rights. The reality is that Zimbabwe and Americans are not yet in Mugabe. Are fighting American foreign policy?
Now, Mkoma. Are you fighting American foreign policy? Mkoma. Mabata nyaye kumbunyikizwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika. Isu, we've had the opportunity of kurukura nevango vechidiki vebato reZANU-PF, and we're looking to have vamugwadi pachirongwa. Asi, in past interviews that we've done nevechidiki vebato reZANU-PF, ivo vanoti hurumende yavamunangagwa irikushanda nemazvo mukugadzirisa nyaya iyi yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Vanoti mukatarisa zvakaitika after August naJanuary, makaona mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachiseta up commission yanga ine chinangwa chekuinvestigata kuona kuti chakanyatsoitika chii. Hamungati ndiwo atingati maexamples anoratidza kuti hurumende iri kuzama nemazvo mukugadzirisa nyaya iyi here?
Nyangwe tikati iri kutraya, remember, let me remind you kuti ndatanga ndichiti handisi kuramba kuti munyika murikuabhuswa mahuman rights. Munoabhuswa and commission of inquiry ya Mutande yaita zvekuti vari kutraya it was an attempt to tell the nyika kuti the world kuti we are trying kuita zvinhu zviri right, of which pakauya maresolutions ekuti tingapaitiwo this and that. Vakaita izvozvo pakanzi ngapaitiwo action, of which kubviswa munhu pabasa karichisoja iaction yakabviswa anambo ndopakanzi ngavasunge kati ngapaiti action anani ngaitiwo munhu ndobva yatorwa. Vakabviswa pamilitary, havasina influence yekuuraya vanhu sezvavakaita paya. The tribe, of which I cannot say that it's good enough to get to meet guys. Human rights. No, Zimbabwe Muruka be some human rights. But as a physical level, you could go and statue on my sanctions that you could receive a pressure to get from the West, from the European Union and America. Look at Saudi Arabia. My best friend, America. I go around my embassy, my consulate, I'll take you. I check my bones, and I'm a bone, so I should piece out the body beyond recognition. I can't believe I'm a nigga. But you guys are Zimbabwe, and I can't believe I'm a nigga. Why Zimbabwe? We are fighting the wrong people. We must admit that we are in Zimbabwe. But that's a tender young guy, so I mean that by other. Of course, that was the thing to be done. I don't agree to it. I don't know what we're doing. But we are fighting the wrong guys. But my human rights are not defined in Zimbabwe. I should keep up with you, Masanji. I don't agree.
I was talking about
Zimbabwe. Egypt and Muslim Barak, what about a thousand, more than 6,000 of people? But why not? Are they not on sanctions?
I was talking to Zakanakam Puma to not send a school regards to everyone who are terrorists, not in an
All right,
Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard from my first caller. Vanya Sopina Mchirongo, Katara Maondro, Avanzi, Ongu, Mukodzero, Zirukumbunyiki, Zwamunyika, Asi, the worst of places, Anzi. It doesn't, Nyika, Zimbabwe, does not deserve my sanctions on ground. Yoguti Kodzero Zivanu, Zirukumbunyiki, Zwangatinzwe, Maondro, Avatafa, Zwamgwadi. I'm excited. Nogutita, joining me live via telephone is Avatafa, Zwamgwadi, Variko, Zimbabwe. Vamgwadi, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Ndimi manyatsopinda muchirongwa nhasi muchirongwa tiri kubata nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu. Vanhu vari kuchema muri kunzwa nyika yeAmerica iri kuti hanzi Zimbabwe is up there patotarisa nyaya dzekumbunyikidzwa dzekodzero dzevanhu. Tinonzwa masangano akasiyana siyana ane chinangwa chekumirira kodzero dzevanhu munyika navo vachibvumirana nemaondero enyika ehurumende yeAmerica. As we welcome you to the program, could you please tell us your thoughts on that?
Okay, thank you very much. And before I say anything, I just want to pass my, solidarities and empathies on behalf of, the President of the Republic and the First Secretary of the Party, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, who has pronounced himself today. He also did that in the first week, exactly when the first case of coronavirus were detected in the Republic of China. And he expressed his sympathies, and it is something that we would want to reiterate to the world, and we say we hope that the world would be able to put up a brave fight against this pandemic and then be able to go over it. In terms of the question of human rights that you are talking about, I think this is not my first contribution to your platform over sanctions. And I have always said that over time, and I will repeat it, and this is the correct and factual position with regard to the question of sanctions about Zimbabwe and the United States of America. Firstly, you might need to be pretty aware that the question of human rights only becomes so topical in 2000 or a few months thereafter, simply because Zimbabwe as a country and under the leadership of ZANU-PF as the ruling party, had decided to redistribute land in order to address the historical racial imbalances over the ownership of the land, which land, according to the people of Zimbabwe, belong to three categories of people. Land to Zimbabwe belong to both the living, the dead, and the yet to be born. In other words, to put if we naka, and that has always been the issue. Now, you know that sanctions became an issue and became a tactical response by the United States of America and their allies in the EU, mobilized by the British, simply because they are kith and kin, who were offsprings and legacies of colonization in this country, had maintained or wanted to maintain a hegemon, monopoly, and cartel over the ownership of land. Our government addressed that, provided the land, came through with the land reform program. And after that is when we get the sanctions. So there is no question or relationship altogether about sanctions and human rights. There is no relationship altogether. There is no relationship between sanctions and human rights in the material at this point. The question of sanctions is attached to the question of land. And I've always said in my previous interviews with you, if the Zimbabwean government and its leadership wakes up stupid tomorrow and say, we are restoring the previous land ownership structure, we are calling all the whites who lost land to come and occupy their land, I can tell you that the next hour soon after that pronouncement, sanctions will be removed. I can bet my bottom coin for that. All what I'm saying is that these issues of human rights are window dressing issues. These are excuses that the United States of America is trying to put on the table in order to find a justification for the continuation of illegal, punitive sanctions that have become a permanent form of hostility from Washington against Iran. But be that as it may, I may need to inform you that what has become topical, especially following the events that happened at Parliament today, is no longer about whether we have sanctions or whether the Americans have renewed them. It has always become a ritual that every year we see lots of drama and attempts to demonstrate and cause violence in the streets of Harare, in the streets of the country, and thereafter there is a justification for the United States States of America through its Senate on Foreign Relations to renew sanctions against Zimbabwe, with the cooperation of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance led by Mr. Chamisa. That is no point of debate. But we are saying it is no longer topical for us because the country and its people and its leadership has become battle hardened by sanctions after having to brace against them for the past 2 decades. Now, what is rather topical and making news probably for you guys is that today's citizens in their variety, including some progressive civil society organizations, have decided to petition Parliament in order to ensure that there are strong considerations for coming up with a punitive legal instrument that prohibits people from adulterating on the image of their country and its leadership on the international global stage, which results in sanctions. It seeks also to provide mechanisms to deal with such elements that let Nunza Tunza Mjishona. So this is what is breaking news in Zimbabwe.
All right, well, Mkwadire, I need to go back to for 1 second. I know we're singing Nomlaleli, but let me go back to Alex, because Alex doesn't have much time left with us. And then when we get rid of Alex, we'll take the caller and then come back to you. Alex, are you on the line there?
Still here, Mike.
All right, you heard what the caller had to say. He was saying that, yes, there's human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. However, he feels as though sanctions are... Zimbabwe doesn't deserve sanctions. You heard what Tafazo Mgwadi also had to say. Could you respond to them?
Sure, yeah. It's always good to have a vigorous debate over sanctions. And, you know, I just would say up front that we have to remember these are targeted sanctions on very few individuals and entities. So there are no broad-based sanctions on Zimbabwe as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And there are clear benchmarks for what are required in Zedera. And these are actually all things that EP has promised. It's good governance, rule of law, economic reforms, asset recovery, free and fair elections, the law of the line of the 2013 Constitution. So these are all things that ED has said he wants to implement. It's just a question of actually doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I also have to point out that Zedera itself, there are two forms of sanction regimes here in the U.S., and one is Zedera, which has actually never been used because of the massive debt that Zimbabwe owes to the international financial institutions. And then there's the Treasury OFAC designated individuals. You know, I understand the argument, but I'm not sure it quite holds water. We've had these sanctions in place since the early 2000s, and you saw double-digit economic growth in 2009 and 2013 during the power-sharing accord, the government of national unity. And these sanctions were in place during this period. So the argument that sanctions are the cause of the economy's collapse doesn't quite hold water. I think it's clearly the mismanagement by the government and the policies they have in place.
Mm-hmm. You also had Tafazo say it seems as though sanctions were a reaction to the land being returned to what they are terming the rightful owners. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think there was a variety of reasons why sanctions were stood up in the first place, and that was one of them. But like you said yourself, and as the caller said, it's human rights abuses that, you know, the current administration has already sworn to go off, to change the form of governance and to respect human rights and bring in an international community. So I think it's really things that the current administration has promised. It's just a question of actually implementing those promises.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alex, I know you had said we only have you until 2:30, so let me let go of you. Thank you so much for making time to be on the program today.
Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure to be on. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. So, Mudia Zimbabwe, ma vakunzwa kuna va Alex Noyes and ndivo vakanyora gwaro rakabudiswa ne sangano re Rand Corporation apo vanga vachiti hurumende yeZimbabwe hanzi panyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu hanzi havasi kuperforma very much well, hanzi havasi kushanda nemazvo. Ndikunzwa kuti ndine mutereri nyezi kuti ngilomulaleli asi zvone kuti mulaleli yena utini ngodhavo esilalo namusha kuhlelo kola mutereri ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo okhona ecingweni ngibani.
Caroline Moyo.
Mamoyo, unjani?
Yaphila unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Namhla kuhlelo focusing on udaba lwamalungelo abantu. Awungitshela umbono wakho sisi. Ubona ngani amalungelo ayehlonitshwa naye elizweni?
Amalungelo kahlonitshwa elizweni leZimbabwe.
Mm.
Khathesi mbonela phana uthwa khona ama-journalist nxa ereporta izinto ezingamanga kumele ukuthi bebotshwe. Kanti kahle kahle nxa ijournalist ireporta into uyabe angithi uyabizwa kuthiwe ngapha sekwenzakale into eso. Amanga angikhona ayabe ngathi khona lapho. Angithi nxa mina nxa kuyukuthi ngiyabe ngifuna ukukhuluma ulutho like maybe ngifonela i-journalist angithi ngiyamfonela ngimbize ngithi hayi wazi uzothatha nganza indaba la. Angithi yena uyazithatha lezana indaba azikhiphe zibonakale ukuthi hayi u-Caroline uthe kule ndaba eso naso 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 and then kusiya phambili kumele ukuthi abantu beyidingisise ukuthi iqiniso sibili indaba leyiyenzakele but nxa sowuthiwa kwangikhona ama-journalist azabotshwa abotshelwane yabonti kuhlukumeza amalungelo abantu khona lokho njalo lokho okuthiwa kwangikhona nxa lokuzeni izinto zingahambi kahle elizweni kumele ukuthi abantu bengatshengiseli etradeni bangatshengisela sebebotshwa kuyini khona lokhu kutshengisa ukuthi vele abantu abakhululekanga ngisho
ecingweni silo mnumzana uThafazwa Mgwali yena ongusakhulayo webandla elezanu p f abatsha bebandla elezanu bathi uhulumente kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyazama ngamandla akhe wonke to make sure ukuthi amalungelo abantu ayahlonitshwa elizweni ungathini ngalokhu ma
hayi akulaza kuhlonitshwa kwanexi lapha kula bona yibo abahlonitshwayo because yena uyabathuma ukuthi benze ukuganga bemoshe ilizwe sebelimotshile yona i-youth yona le ezanu yesimotshe ilizwe kakhulu ngoba bona bayathengwa anti bayabhadalwa bona izimali zokuthi benze khona lokhu abakwenzayo
hayi siyakuzwa mamoyo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo
okay.
All right, so Zimbabwe Mushe, you just heard from Caroline Moyo, a caller there from South Africa. Mamoyo, I'm going to go to Zimbabwe.
Came up with that, you know, nonsensical, stupid statement that borders on racial heritage of black majority rule in Southern Africa. I must tell you that the RAND Corporation is known to be an organization of reactionary and conservative white forces. Amongst them are former landowners in Zimbabwe and those who quickly left Zimbabwe soon after the achievement of independence, churches of the Barrel of the Gun, and the fall of Ian Smith and the Rhodesian flag. So you don't expect any positive view about black majority rule in Zimbabwe coming from the RAND Corporation. It's not anything new. In any case, I must ask you that if anybody says that the narrative that Zimbabwe is dribbling from the scourge and albatross of sanctions, both economical and social, if it is a false narrative, I must ask him a genuine question. Why do you think that the American government can afford to fund and sustain a sanction regime for 2 decades, one that is not working? If the sanction regime has not been working, or if it is not meant to affect our economy and make our economy scream and paralyze our financial system, as you have seen, and also paralyze the health sector because we are failing to access drugs from the international market at competitive market prices, simply because pricing system, simply because we are under sanctions. Then if it is not working, then they come and tell us it is not working. Rubbish. It's quite very unfortunate that the young gentleman is not factual. How would you say that sanctions are not effective? They are targeting a few individuals. I was going to tell you, Agribank, which is a bank in the agricultural sector responsible for providing capacity to farmers in order to ensure that we boost the productivity and achieve food self-sufficiency in this country, has been under sanction for a long time, despite even attempts to relax that it cannot access funding from the international market. The same goes with the Industrial Development Bank. The same goes with the Infrastructure Development Bank. The same goes with the IDC. The same goes with so many companies that have closed and leaving our people unemployed, including Visco Steel, which is still on sanctions list as I speak today. Now you hear somebody saying those are targeted individuals. How much of an individual is Visco is?
I think Zimbabwe
have been saved so much of having achieved a 96% in terms of literacy rate. We must therefore be able to guard against the pronouncements and the things that we support on public platforms like that as the people who have achieved that literacy. Unless we are saying we are literate in terms of counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 10, but we cannot be able to comprehend global and strategic issues as they happen. Zimbabwe is under sanctions. The unborn people in Zimbabwe are under sanctions. The young people are under sanctions. I personally grew in 2000, and at that time sanctions were imposed, I was only 14 years old. So I'm telling you that you are hardening Zimbabwe by keeping this sanctions regime. For any white person to then come and say, we do not have sanctions, we have targeted sanctions against individuals, that is completely hypothetical and unfactual and nonsensical, to say the least.
In any case, we have a
current pandemic that is ongoing, which is called coronavirus. Zimbabwe is saying, no, we are not under sanctions, when you know that our health system has not been performing on full throttle because we cannot even access global media, but we cannot even access hospital equipment, medical equipment, drugs for those hospitals in order to ensure that our hospitals are well equipped. But then you hear somebody glorifying sanctions or saying sanctions are targeting individuals. When coronavirus finally probably arrives in Zimbabwe, we face challenges as a nation. We are going to face deaths, we are going to face illnesses, including both those who support sanctions and those who don't support them like us. But you hear somebody opening their mouth with some sort of no pocket at some of them are sanctions. It doesn't really augur well.
I think
we need to come out of the bush hell. This is an area where people must converge.
Now, Tichitalisa Nyaye Kuti, of course, you've highlighted how dissatisfied you are, Nyaema Sanctions. As Munonzo Wano, Achiti, Inyaye Kuti, Kodzero Zevanu, Zambunyikizwa Munyika, if there's somehow some respect for human rights, Munyika, and all of this could go away. Is there anything that you guys are doing? Say, Sevachiniki Zanu PF, say, Jo, Muri Vakawanda, Varimurumende. Is there anything that can be done to ensure kuti kodzero dzevanhu hadzitambunyikidzwe nekuti vanhu vari kuchema taka manzwa nyaya yezvakaitika muna August yakabuda nyaya yezvakaitika muna January ikabuda zvekare apo pakaurawa vanhu vakapfurwa is there nothing that can be done to fix it?
Let me tell you something, my brother, and I'm pretty sure you're listening very carefully. Nelson Mandela once said, and I quote, "The biggest and ever regrettable human rights violations on this planet were done by the United States of America." Do you disagree? If you disagree, I will probably refer you to Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the atomic bombs, the only atomic bombs that have been dropped under the on this planet called Earth were dropped by the United States of America. That's why. Secondly, I will tell you that the biggest torture camp on this planet called Earth is found and is under the control of the United States of America and is called Guantanamo Bay. On assumptions of being believed to be terrorists. This is happening under the auspices of the United States of America. Now you hear that Congress wanting to lecture Zimbabwe in terms of observations of human rights. Oh, come on. In any case, the Zimbabwean generation of liberation fighters fought for human rights and democracy, and they achieved it against the machinations of the United States of America and its allies anyway. And there is no way America, which prides itself in slavery, that is the history about America. When some of us hear about America, we hear about slave trade and slavery. Even today, when we hear about America, we hear about butchering and killing and wanton shooting of black people in Dallas and Texas.
But does that change the fact that there's human rights violations?
This is known to be the United States of America. Now, Mr. Trump, come on, just Donald Trump, that the death of six Zimbabweans who were violent, so violent to the extent of assaulting property, to the extent of even what becoming a threat to security forces themselves, becomes a serious issue or cause for renewal of sanctions. Ah, come on. I thought we hear about shootings in Dallas almost week in, week out, targeting black people, but nobody has discussed or considered sanctions against the United States of America. In any case, the question of sanctions is no longer a topic or issue for us in Zambia and for the people in Zimbabwe. We have been made to be angry for the past 20 years. We have been angry, and now we are taking measures. And it comes to me, and please trust me very well.
All right, I hear legislation is going to come. It is called a one size fits all. All right, we're going to Facebook. We're also trying to get a hold of our legal expert, Ratabani Mnyama, and we're also trying to get a hold of Gift Ostalo Siziba, where Bato Re MDC. Now, Emma Katina Matatu, pa VOA Studio 7, Hanzi na William, ramba muchitu za zurkuiti kamkoma, basarenyu Hanzi, ngariku zendripa Pretoria, nukuona imazwa ose, I watch note na mkoma William, Hanzi na Edgar, America cannot talk about human rights when they abuse them every day. Edin Debele Uti, please drop this guy. Listen, Uti, watching you from Pretoria, kuriseko ku Pretoria, Koma Patrick Warunyora Anzi Aiwa Nruku Nain Ruku Mutare no Mane is saying nothing good will come from this corruption, ZANU-PF. Since you took land from what have you done? Kolani Nube Uti, watching you from Pretoria, Sisonke, but Kolani Seabonga Kulu, Stanley Mpofaru Bunza Anzi, where is Zamara? You must respect the rule of law only. Fanyo Aruguti, watching you from Francistown, Botswana, Dumelan Mdate Fanuo. Shaba is saying Zimbabwean government has been abusing human rights since 1980. It has never stop. Shaba reigns Johannesburg. As one looks about Tini, a Gukatle to LVOA in Devele. Mtokazo muhle, you are tuned in kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje kuhlelo sithinta udaba lokuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo oluntu elizweni. Kukhasi lethu LVOA Ndebele, abantu bakhona ngempela banengi bayabhala imibono yabo. Uthulani uthi ngicela ungifonele, ayisazama ukufonela. UJoseph Nyathi uthi, call me, I'm in South Africa. Thulani saying, waze wafaka inombolo uthi, unjani ngiyaphila. Thulani Tapera saying, watching you from Botswana, Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi la ufuna ukungena kuhlelo. Unqobani saying, ngibukela ngise Johannesburg kule South Africa, siyabonga. UJerry Ndlovu uthi, sibonga umsakazi uhlelo iZimbabwe. Kudinge ukuthi kususwe izanu PF embusweni. U-Alpha uthi, are they abusing us to match a Trump? Good question. Usikhumbuzo Mlalazi uthi, sanctions must go. No country on this earth respects human rights. America is so biased. Hi, ngiyabonga ngombono wenu. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo. Khola mthereri, ndinomgamshela mchongo ariphari nari ndiyani.
Hello.
Yes, Buda Zunjani.
Ndino wa Mabuza.
Ewa Mabuza, zuru famba.
Zuri nani, ndibu nukufanji iskawne kubotwana.
Kuriseko kubotuko.
Kubotwana kwa kanaka.
Zunjwaka mira se nyayeri mkango mainzo.
Nda inzo, wabongo. Ndino kuta ora nimuruna, kuta ora apa, kuta ora surungu. Zake zinenge zine nyanga. Mruzi a sanctions in the bunda mume kuti sanctions dzakatangwa nani. Akanditaura kuti dzakatangwa nani, asi kuzvati dzakatangwa namugave. Paakati Bush gara nenyika yako. Umwe akanzi garawo nenyika yako, iye akati ndogara neZimbabwe yangu. Kavari kuchemera sanctions kuAmerica chii. Kana wasina zokuita neAmerica, chauri kuchemera kuAmerica chacho chii? Ngavaite ivhu takatora, yes, that's fine. Ngatirime mamaini tinawo, ngatichere chatikuita chii? Tiri kuchemera America kuti yatidai, yazodai, yazodai, yazodai. Chataita kupruva zvatinogona chii? Wari kungobowa wari kutaura murume uyu, uri kungobowa ari kufunga kuti kutaura chirungu chataura, because uri kufunga kuti iye ega ndiye akafunda. Kune vanhu vakafunda awadi kuzipangisa.
Regaiti wape mkana kutuwa mpindre wa mavudu.
Nika hili kurwiwa, ya karwiwa ni wano, yes, that's fine, but I know kutuwa ni wano, wadziniriwe. No.
Alright.
Wano waka furuwa mna January, awana kufurwa na Amerika. Mawa abunza za kana kakuti, wano mna January, awana kufurwa, awana kupindra kwese niyoyo.
Wama vudza. Wama vudza, regaiti sangenda kukorektai. Mati wa mgabe wakati kuna Bush, anga siri Bush, akati Blair, you keep your England, let me keep my Zimbabwe.
Ndiro tenda, ndiro tenda. Right, isa akati Blair, garane nenyika yako, wada kema. Wada kema ere, aliku kema ndisu, taka taanga izo.
Regaiti pe wa mkwadi mkana uktu wa kupindre tova, ata peta nemi. Wa mkwadi, maanzoazwa taura na wama vudza, wapindre itinzu. Vamgwadi. Va tafadzwa mgwadi muripo parunare here. Oh, andiri kunzwa kuti vamgwadi va dropa, but ndiri kunzwa kuti
right, vana vadiki, baba mudiki, vana vadiki vo vava. Problem iri kuitika muZimbabwe ndekuti tikutungamidza vana vadiki vasingazvizivi history yeZimbabwe, kwayakabva kusvikira pairi. Ndio problem. And tiri kuvaisa pama radio. Vanhivano havasi kuziva BBC International. Tiri kuuraya nyika yedu tega.
Regai tipe vamugwadi mukana wekuti vakupindirei vamabvudza. Vamugwadi pindirai tinzwe mumadzwa zviri kutaurwa navamabvudza.
Handina kumbodropa foni kaime kana muda kupa vamabvudza mukana wekutaura zvakawanda havachero zvisina musoro.
Aiwa taurai tinzwe muchiri kuparunhare dzatwaitiile pachirongwa pindirai mukoma.
Alright, andina zvakawanda zvandinopindira pana vamabhudha havasi kuziva zvavari kutaura kana vachitaura kuti masanctions akakonzereswa nekuti vamugabe former president vakataura kuti Blair keep your England and let me keep my Zimbabwe. Kana mataurira avo unotofunga kuti kuda vaBlair vakati chirega ndichireta masanctions havasi kuziva kuti masanctions anga agara apo kudhara. Saka handidi kupedza nguva ndichitaura nevanhu vasiri factual ngavambonoresecha zvinhu zvokuti chero mwana wegraduate akagoogle anoziva kuti masanctions akataura vari kutaura nyaya dzavasingazivi. Saka it will be a waste of time to respond to a president who is talking what he doesn't know. In any case, discussion is not about my argumentship or abilities to speak in English like he's saying. That is a no issue. Each in Goribopanavane, it's quite unfortunate with even Varugu Botswana. He knows that our economy is not ticking to the best of its ability. He knows that our health sector is not functioning to the level that the government and every citizen wants it to function from. He knows that our agricultural performance has not been the same since we took over land because we've been under attack in either way or the other. You are pretty aware, though, you guys in the Studio 7, you run these stories every day. Just a few months ago, you knew that Zimbabwe sold diamonds to the global market. But Maria Chiaketa say, Maria Chiaketa, Washington, under the Office of Foreign Affairs Control, which is their child labor. But you talk every day about 90% of unemployment rate. But then you say the government, despite the government,
No, I think I appreciate Comrade Mugwadi's appreciation of the historical prognosis of sanctions in this country. But obviously, I'm a student of history. We must also be conscious of the fact that the ZANU-PF regime, when it was fighting against the Smith regime, was very clear on the need for sanctions to deal with the Smith regime. That's a historical fact, number one. Number two is that then the Smith regime managed to stabilize this economy with a powerful Rhodesian pound under sanctions. which Corona was performing, it became the breadbasket of Africa under sanctions. And these are heavy sanctions from the United Nations, you know, and so forth. And these were not sanctions that we talk about today, which are basically travel bans, you know, and all this, you know, as prescribed in the bill. Again, I'm also going to speak now on the causes of sanctions. That the causes of sanctions, in my view, are very clear. They are in relation to rampant violation of human rights in this country. And I'm going to speak about the present, because I think that within the confines of the new dispensation, we must discuss the relevance and causes of sanctions. Number one, human rights violations. You would agree with me that there is rampant human rights violation in Zimbabwe. Even the last recent past of situation where protesters are brutally shot in cold blood by live bullets in this country. Number two, we are talking about the huge crisis of electoral fraud in this country, where the regime in Harar has been at the center of defrauding and suppressing Zimbabweans of their fundamental human rights. As I'm speaking to you right now, Comrade Itai Zamara is still missing. As I'm speaking to you right now, again, I'm going to touch on the aspect of, is there a way of addressing sanctions so far away from the human rights discourse and the causes of sanctions? As a progressive Zimbabwe, what is the conversations around, if whatever the arguments are brought, what is the conversation around a possible way to address sanctions? And in my view, as a young person, includes the following. Number one, we must deal with the huge corruption challenges in this country. Because the only way to address is to be able to produce. And when you produce, the market is ready to consume products, regardless of the status of that nation. That is a pure economic agenda. That, in my view, has been buffered by huge corruption in this country. There is corruption everywhere in this country. Talk about pharmaceuticals. Right now, we're talking about how we're going to deal with this coronavirus in this country. And the greatest challenge of us addressing and dealing with corona starts with corruption in the pharmaceuticals. Number two, there's corruption in the mining sector. Number three, there's huge corruption in purchasing in this country. And in my view, literally, he was able to avoid taxes because he was producing. Zimbabwe is a commodity economy. We are importing literally everything. This country is importing toothpicks. This country is importing literally everything. And as a commodity economy, we cannot avoid and deal with questions of something that means capacity when we are not able to produce. And the problem of not producing is not external. The problem of not producing is our domestic economic program of action. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, there's huge corruption happening with this command agriculture program. And unless the central government is serious with dealing with corruption, in my view, we cannot talk about the consequences of sanctions, but they've been used as a scapegoat. And as the freedom fighters used to say, that we are going to escalate the fight for freedom in this country and urging the United Nations to escalate and increase sanctions on the Smith regime. The oppressive regime in Harare must suffer the consequences of oppressing the people of Zimbabwe. And this is our position as young people.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ostalo Sibamba kancane ecingweni, let's give Umgwadi an opportunity ukuthi akuphendule. Bamgwadi muri popani narere.
I've tired of these opportunities to respond to much ado about nothing, because certainly what the young man has been saying is not different but akin to somebody, a dwarf and a half-backed intellectual who is missing intellectual adolescence in the discourse. Why I'm saying that, because honestly it is completely nonsensical and word of no argument for somebody to be discussing about the sanctions that were imposed on the Rhodesian front for purpose of colonization, racial subjugation, and expropriation. And then you try to say, this is what the MDC is doing to Zanzibar. You can't compare the struggle for independence and freedom, which was supported worldwide, and which also had justifications of every Zimbabwean for great majority rule. Then you hear somebody say, you are trying to justify the MDC in nonsensical call for sanctions, primed on the pieces of regime change, supported directly by Washington and London, simply because Zanzibar has become undesirable because it has decided to fulfill the program of the liberation struggle, which was named reform. Word of no response. In any case, this is just, I think Zimbabweans all over the world have heard, and they are listening to how they get the MDC is justifying their strategy of sanctions as a strategy to regime change. It's a complete admission. I know the young man to be a member of the Youth Assembly and the Secretary, General for that matter. So if he's admitting that the MDC as a justification to use sanctions simply because Zanzibar has mobilized sanctions against the Smith regime for independence. Now, that admission, they must not cry farewell when the legislation that are going to be put before the parliament, which we have a two-thirds majority, and I can assure you that that two-thirds majority was not achieved in order to increase the votes of GS and GS in parliament. That two-thirds majority was aimed at ensuring that we clear the legislative stress to ensure that we deal with elements that are becoming a threat to national security and national interest. No person the world over has been pardoned for calling for sanctions against their country. This is what the young man has admitted to. The whole of SADC, the 16 countries in SADC, the 54 countries in Africa, China and Russia in the United Nations Security Council, they cannot all be fools to the extent that the MCC will try and say they are wise because they are mobilizing the country. If this is their position, as has been explained by the young man, who is the Secretary General for the MCC, the Alliance Youth Assembly, led by Mr. Chamisa, that they are mobilizing sanctions in order to ensure that they cripple ZANU-PF and the economy so that they get into power. Oh, fair and fine. We have a one-size-fits-all for them. It is coming, and I can assure you that this organization is going to be history very soon by operation of both legislation and other means.
Okay, Vamkwadi, unfortunately, I'd love to have this conversation and keep it going. But Pango Sara, 4 minutes, Muchirongwa. So let's zone down to it. What needs to be done to ensure that A, you guys, as Vichiniki Batu Rezanu PF, are pleased, and B, Nike Zimbabwe no Ndrambeli, aside, Tichigadzirisa Nyai, Yesweku Remekezwa, Kweko Zuruzwan, regardless of what came out of this discussion, Rajinji, you actually came out to Kweko Zuruzwan, Zurukumbu Nikizu.
Akura Kozero Zewano, and I always want to say that there is no issue of human rights. If there is anything else, the biggest observer and regarder, chief regarder of human rights in Southern Africa and Africa class, and probably globally, is the country of government. It is the state government that you see reacting half-handedly and heavy-handedly, even at the highest of provocations. So the question of human rights doesn't come. Imagine, I want to ask you, you are in the United States of America. Pick your clubs, pick your stones, take your catapults, take your petrol bombs, go wherever you want to go and start demonstrating use those instruments. I can assure you that we'll be reading breaking news. Zimbabwe is shot dead by security forces in the United States of America. It doesn't matter how many are you, because you'll be a threat to national security. The enjoyment of freedoms and human rights must not be inimical to the rights of others, whether they are participating or not participating in the process of the enjoyment of those rights. So rights are exclusive, and MDC needs to know that. And that also applies even for us in Zanzibar. We don't have total rights. We don't have the Italian rights. We do not have exclusive rights over others. No, it doesn't operate on that way. A person who violates the law will lose their liberty. That is a cardinal rule of legislation, constitution,
and jurisdiction.
I keep repeating one.
Right. Ostalos, Kriba Puti, you've got 1 minute.
Thank you. I think I'll take this opportunity to educate this poet who is in the peril of the state, but the ZANU-PF employee, thanks to state party military conflation in this country. This is Tapadwa Mugai Mukwadi doesn't understand basic principles of democracy. To advocate for a democracy in Zimbabwe is part and parcel of the SADC agenda. It's part and parcel of the African Union. And this is part and parcel of the global agenda to democratize. There is nothing criminal about democratizing. And for them to cover up huge stealing of natural resources in this country, conniving with certain individuals...
Osalos, this can't save you, man, boy. Osalos, unfortunately, man, I'd love to have this conversation, but guys, my time is running out here, so still 15 seconds. So, thank you so much to Wonko Muntu Ngenileyo, thank you to Alex Noyes, thank you to Tifazwa Mkwadi, thank you to Ostalo Suziba, thank you to all the callers. Anu Konega Inimfaro, Jinwe Nyumai Kove, Muria Zimbabwe, bye-bye!